నిర్విశేషి శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణి జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసది గౌరభక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 8 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 10 అభిద్రవతి మాం ఈశ శరః తప్త ఆయుష విభో కామం దహతు మాం నాథ మా మే గర్భః నిపాత్యతాం అభిద్రవతి మాం ఈశ శరస్తప్తాయశో విభో కామం దహతు మాం నాథ మామే గర్భో నిపాత్యతాం అభిద్రవతి మాం ఈశ శరస్తప్తాయశో విభో కామం దహతు మాం నాథ మామే గర్భో నిపాత్యతాం అభిద్రవతి మాం ఈశ శరస్తప్తాయశో విభో కామం దహతు మాం నాథ మామే గర్భో నిపాత్యతాం Abhidravati, coming towards, Maam, me, Esha, O Lord, Sharaha, the arrow, Tapta, fiery, Ayasha, iron, Vibho, ఓ గ్రేట్ వన్. కామం డిజైర్ దహతు, లెట్ ఇట్ బర్న్. మాం మీ నాథ, ఓ ప్రొటెక్టర్. మా నాట్ మీ, మే మై. గర్భ ఎంబ్రియో, నిపాత్యతాం బి అబార్టెడ్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ శ్రీల ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి ప్రభుపాద్. ఓ మై లార్డ్, యు ఆర్ ఆల్ పవర్ఫుల్. అ ఫైరీ ఐరన్ యారో ఇస్ కమింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ మీ ఫాస్ట్. మై లార్డ్, లెట్ ఇట్ బర్న్ మీ పర్సనలీ ఇఫ్ యు సో డిజైర్, బట్ ప్లీజ్ డు నాట్ లెట్ ఇట్ బర్న్ అండ్ అబార్ట్ మై ఎంబ్రియో. ప్లీజ్ డూ మీ దిస్ ఫేవర్ మై లార్డ్. పర్పోర్ట్: This incident took place after the death of Abhimanyu, the husband of Uttara. Abhimanyu's widow, Uttara, should have followed the path of her husband, but because she was pregnant and Maharaj Parikshit, a great devotee of the Lord, was lying in embryo, she was responsible for his protection. The mother of a child has a great responsibility in giving all protection to the child. And therefore Uttara was not ashamed to express this frankly before Lord Krishna. Uttara was the daughter of a great king, the wife of a great hero, and student of a great devotee, and later she was the mother of a good king also. She was fortunate in every respect. So, this particular section is just before the famous prayers by Queen Kunti, and in this section Uttara is begging the Lord for protection. So Krishna offers protection to his devotees in various ways. In the Gita, Krishna says that Tesham aham, Tesham evanukam partham aham ajnanajam tamah nashayami atma bhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. I provide the lamp of knowledge from within for those who may not be aware of all the various shastric injunctions and details. And I, out of my causeless mercy, guide him from within. And so Krishna protects his devotees from ignorance or ajnan. The 11th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described, Yan asthaya narurajan na pramadyet karhichit dhavan nimilyavanetre na patet na skhalet iha. When we compare the process of bhakti to karma, jnana and yoga, in one sense, when we engage in performing karma, there is a sense of achievement. When there is jnana, there is a sense of acquiring knowledge. And when we perform yoga, then there is some sense of attaining perfection or siddhis. Whereas when one practices devotional service, one is aspiring to be the servant. And therefore, devotional service purifies the false ego and reinstates one in the sense of the true ego, the true identity. So therefore, it may be painful for the false ego to take the position of a servant, dasa. But if one does that, then one gets the special benefit of Krishna's personal intervention. And so this particular verse describes that dhavan nimilyavanetrena patetna skhalet iha. One may be running on this path of bhakti, and even if he may not have all the detailed idea of the Shruti and the Smriti, but if he is sincerely trying to serve Krishna, then Krishna provides the help. Because Krishna is extremely conscious about his devotees' progress and whatever help they would need in different situations. So therefore, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India, he saw a Brahman who was reading the Gita upside down. And this Brahman was not a Sanskrit scholar. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed that this Brahman is crying tears of ecstasy. So Mahaprabhu was very touched and he approached this Brahman and said that although you do not seem to understand Sanskrit, but you seem to be relishing this literature and there are tears of ecstasy flowing from your eyes. What makes you so emotional? And this Brahman at that point replies, Vipra kahe murkha ami shabdarth na jani, shuddha ashuddha gita padi, gurur agya mani. That yes, I am not aware of the details of the language. I am not aware of all of these grammar. But shuddha ashuddha gita padi, I am just trying to read the Gita in my own way. Gurur agya mani. Because I have faith that my guru told me that I must try to read this, study this. So I am trying my level best to study this. But all I can understand is how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord of 330 million demigods, he has become the humble servant and the chariot driver of his devotee. And seeing the service attitude of Krishna, my heart is overwhelmed. And Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport where he mentions that the Supreme Personality of Godhead took attention, notice of the fact that here is someone who is attracted by the Lord's qualities and simply by following the instructions of the Vaishnavas, of his guru, he is actually getting this experience. So therefore, shuddha ashuddha gita padi gurur agya mani. By following the instructions of our various gurus, the Vaishnavas, who give us guidance in different ways to practice Krishna consciousness, and they transform and change the way our thinking pattern is, gradually we make progress in devotional service. So therefore it is described that to follow the word of God is difficult. Because what the Shastras say is sometimes difficult to follow. But more difficult to follow than the word of God is to follow the will of a Vaishnava. Because Shastras are there, but sometimes we may just close the Shastra and we may not decide to follow. And the Shastras don't follow up. But the Vaishnavas are more dynamic and they follow up. And the will of the Vaishnavas is more difficult to follow and apply. But most difficult is to actually accept the whim of Krishna. Because Krishna's desire can change at any moment. And in the spiritual world, for rest of eternity, the jiva is simply trying to serve every desire of Krishna. And therefore, Krishna orchestrates that the souls practice dealing with his dynamic will, desire in this material world, moment to moment. And that is orchestrated through the agency of the Vaishnavas and through the agency of various incidents which happen in our life. And therefore, the whole idea of Krishna consciousness is to practice our consciousness in a way so that we are able to reciprocate with Krishna's desire at every moment. And so we find that when the devotee has insufficient knowledge of how to deal with a certain situation, all he has to do is take shelter of Krishna and his devotees. And however difficult the situation may be, somehow there is reciprocation. And then one gets hope to go to the next level. So therefore, Krishna orchestrates so that the devotee's ignorance can be removed. So Prabhupada mentions a beautiful point that a devotee may be perplexed, but he does not become discouraged. Which means that at a certain situation when something happens, we may not know exactly now what to do and how to do a certain situation, how to perform a certain activity. But a devotee has faith that yes, Krishna is there to reciprocate with me, and he does not come to the stage of thinking, why should I do this? Or does Krishna consciousness actually make sense or not? So that is a very important turning point for a devotee to appreciate, that Krishna's help is there at every moment from within, and we need to have that faith. In the Mahabharata, there is a beautiful story that it so happened that one day Duryodhan goes to Sahadev and approaches Sahadev and tells Sahadev that I heard that you are a great astrologer. You know about the future. So please reveal some particular puja or method by which, you know, the Kauravas will be victorious. So Sahadev also was very simple, straightforward, and of course this was a different yuga, and this kind of dealing was also possible. Sahadev tells Duryodhan that if you perform the Kalabali Yajna on Amavas day, on the new moon night, then you will definitely become victorious. So Duryodhan becomes ecstatic because just the next day is the Amavasya or new moon. Krishna becomes very much bewildered and fearful because Krishna is always anxious about his devotees' welfare. So Krishna, he immediately gathers a group of brahmanas and starts performing oblations to the forefathers on the day before Amavas, on a day before new moon night. Usually the oblations to the forefathers or tarpan is performed on the new moon night, on Amavas. So all of these pandits, the Brahmins, they were also bewildered, wondering, why is Krishna performing this puja one day before new moon? And some of them said, well, he is Krishna, he can do whatever he likes. So let's not think too much about it. Let's go along. And then as the yajna was going on, puja was going on, two people were really bewildered in the sky, that is Chandra and Surya. So sun and moon, Surya and Chandra started discussing. So Surya asked Chandra, when is Amavas? And Surya said, as per my calculation, it is tomorrow. So why is Krishna performing this tarpan today? He says, maybe there is a mistake, let's go and, you know, help him. So both Surya and Chandra come down and approach the Lord and say, my dear Lord, I think there is a slight mistake. As per calculation, the puja should be done tomorrow because new moon night or the Amavas is tomorrow, and we don't want the results of your effort to go in vain. The Lord says, Krishna looks at Surya and Chandra, and as per astrology and astronomy calculation, Amavas is when Surya and Chandra are in straight line, and right now both of you are standing in straight line in front of me. Today is Amavas. And then immediately Krishna calls the Pandavas and asks them to perform the Kalabali Yajna on that very day. And Duryodhan performs as per the calendar next day. But he doesn't realize that Krishna has already changed everything. So therefore, Krishna's personal presence and intervention is the dynamic factor for the devotee. So whatever may be the dynamic situation the devotee may go through, he should know that yes, Krishna's intervention is always available if I just take his shelter. Like one of the devotees was saying that in the initial days, like somebody was asking that how Krishna consciousness spread all over the world, although there were not so many experienced people. And this devotee was saying that, you know, we just had faith that whatever Srila Prabhupada was giving was right. And, you know, somebody was asking that, well, in India there are so many experienced Hindus, and still, it becomes so difficult to spread the movement. So how, you know, a few people with not so much of understanding at that point, but in such a short period of time, Krishna consciousness spread. And he was sharing that even at that point in one particular temple somewhere in Europe, they did not have idea about, you know, what Tulsi Maharani is. And they were hearing like for the first time. And they did not have an idea. It was a very small center. And so someone came and, you know, brought one plant and they thought that's Tulsi and they started worshipping. And it started growing like anything. And they had heard that when the bhakti is very strong in a particular center, Tulsi grows. So they started thinking our devotion is going very good. And then one Indian gentleman came and said, this is not Tulsi, this is bamboo plant. And this devotee was saying that that was the level at which we were unaware of the details of the Vedic culture. So many details we were unaware, but we had faith that, okay, let us follow whatever Srila Prabhupada is saying and his instructions, and gradually things will manifest. So therefore Mahaprabhu instructs Rupa and Sanatan to write these scriptures, to bring out the essence of bhakti and give the easy method by which devotional service can be accessed. Prabhur agyay koila sab shastrar vichar brajer niguda bhakti korila prachar. So the Goswamis followed the sadachar, followed the instruction of Mahaprabhu. Based on the sadachar of submission, they studied the scriptures, they followed shastra vichar. When there is sadachar and shastra vichar, then one gets empowered for prachar. Brajera niguda bhakti korila prachar. So without sadachar, there cannot be vichar. Without sadachar and shastra vichar, there cannot be prachar. And therefore, Krishna protects devotees from ajnana. Another way Krishna protects devotee is the devotee may make some mistakes. And when he makes the mistake, it is not the end of everything. Like for example, in the Srimad in the Ramayana, we have Sugriva. He gave a promise to Lord Ram that I will support you, I'll be with you, and I'll rally the forces. And then he got engrossed in some kind of sense gratification. He made some mistake at that point. And although he made that mistake, so Lord Ramachandra became very angry and he calls upon Lakshman and says that Sugriva made this promise. It is the 4 months of the Chaturmas. The rainy season is almost over. But looks like Sugriva has forgotten his promise. And then Ram looks at Lakshman and says, Lakshman, go and give this message to Sugriva. Yena sankuchita panta yena vali hato gata samaye tishta Sugriva ma vali hatam anvagaha. Lakshman, you go and warn Sugriva that the road through which I sent Vali, that road is still open. And if he does not immediately come with the armies which he promised, I am ready to send him by that route. Just go and give him this warning. So Lakshman is quite happy that first time Ramchandra is showing so much anger. So Lakshman says, my dear Lord, why to go and warn him? I'll kill him only. Ram says, no, don't kill him. Just give him this warning. And then Lakshman goes and gives this warning. And Sugriva wakes up. And then he comes back and offers obeisances and begs forgiveness from Lord Ram. And interestingly, Lord Ram engages him again in leading these armies. Ram still makes him the king of the army. And although he had made a mistake, still Lord Ram makes sure that the mistake is corrected, his consciousness is revived, he becomes again aware of how he should be responsible and perform service loyally. But then Lord Ram allows him to lead the armies and, you know, support his mission. So therefore, when a devotee makes a mistake, the sixth canto of Bhagavatam basically describes this particular idea that poshanam means the Lord nourishes the devotee and forgives the mistake, even if the devotee may make such a mistake. And so here we find that the most beautiful point is the Lord's personal presence is there to help at every moment. So we may have some desires and we may make mistakes based on those desires. But in the Ajamil pastime, we find that Lord personally comes in the form of the holy name and protects Ajamil. Mriyamano Harer Nam Grinana Putropacharitam Ajamilopi Agadhama Kimpuna Shraddhaya Grinan. In the Ajamil pastime, Ajamil calls out to the Lord only at time of death, so much with feeling. He calls out not to the Supreme Lord but to his son. Ajamil was not following the regulative principles to the last stage. And most importantly, Ajamil had not heard about the glories of the holy name. Still, the Lord forgave his mistake and protected him. And so in this way, the Lord's protection is always there and the Lord may forgive even if a person makes a mistake. And therefore, when Maharaj Parikshit makes this mistake, the Lord gives him an opportunity to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam at the last stages. And Parikshit says, Apime Bhagavan Prita Krishna Pandusuta Priya Paitra Satsevi Prityartam Yat Gotra Syatta Bandhava. When we make a mistake, we feel very embarrassed, we feel discouraged, we feel, okay, this is the end of everything. But the Lord is saying, no, you should have that feeling that, yes, let me continue, and the Lord will reciprocate. So Parikshit is saying, I am so grateful that the Lord has manifested himself in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam being spoken through Shukadev Goswami. Why? Because Krishna considers the Pandavas so dear that Krishna specifically organizes for a great soul like Shukadev Goswami to come at this moment when I need Bhagavatam the most. It is not because of my spiritual qualifications. Although I made a mistake, but Krishna considers the Pandavas to be so dear as part of his family that Krishna protects not only the devotee during this lifetime or supports him during this lifetime, but also makes sure that beyond this lifetime, if any of the family members in future are in difficulty, Krishna tries to protect them and even protects them when they make some mistakes. That is the kind of insurance or protection which Krishna provides. I remember when I joined ISKCON, so my family was very bewildered. And then I organized a satsang and called all the family members and requested one of the devotees to give a talk. And this devotee was trying to encourage the family members and say that, well, in the Bhagavatam 7th canto, it is said, anyone who becomes a devotee, 21 generations are liberated. That famous verse from the Prahlad Maharaj, you know, pastime spoken by Lord Narsingadev. And when he said that, you know, everybody was in bliss. And they were, you know, very happy and they were clapping and everything. And after the lecture, one of my cousins came to me and said, please continue chanting. I did not know your bhakti could help me so much. Right? So, this section is very, very touching where Parikshit is saying, yes, I made a mistake, but the Lord is so merciful that He is trying to correct and help. And therefore, even if one makes a mistake, we should not feel discouraged. We should not give up hope. And that's, you know, extremely important. Like, we were cooking in this yatra and we cook for 3,000-4,000 devotees. So this was in Vrindavan many years ago. And that was the first time we began cooking. So after 3-4 days, one group of devotees came to me and said that, you know, you are getting all the mercy in Kartik. You are getting all the blessings of the devotees. We also want to cook. So I said, well, how many people you have cooked for? They said, we have cooked for 100, 200 people. But I said, this is 3, 4,000. Will you be able to manage it? He said, don't worry. You know, there may be some mistakes. But I said, Baba, this mistake means 4,000 people will start giving feedback. It's a very expensive mistake. He said, no, don't worry. Give us a chance. You have to empower. You know, this is not right. So I said, okay. So then it was chipped rice in the menu that day. So chipped rice, if you don't soak it properly, then it becomes hard. So somehow, you know, because they were not so experienced, it came out a little hard. And I realized that today is a day of unlimited feedback. And I was just trying to escape from the arena and go somewhere else for some time. One devotee who's very expert in giving feedback caught me. And he started saying, What chipped rice you guys made today? My all teeth came out. So I said, what chipped rice? That was not chipped rice. That was cornflakes. You're supposed to have mixed it with herbal tea and taken it. He got confused. He said, what? You never told me about this. I said, you never asked me. So he got bewildered, and in that confusion I escaped. And then that day so much of feedback came. We were all thinking, should we continue? Should we not continue? Is it too much? You know, we're not able to please the devotees. So when we make a mistake, sometimes it can be discouraging. But Krishna is revealing that although there may be a mistake, I will try to intervene and protect. Then another way in which Krishna protects devotees is through anarthas, from the anarthas. Anartha basically means that which cannot get anything in return. Artha means wealth. That means currency. I show some currency, I get something in return. So at the doors of the spiritual world, if I show lust, greed, pride, envy, anger, illusion, all of these, then I can't purchase anything there. So therefore, it is of no value in the spiritual world, anartha. So therefore, we find that when we have anarthas, greed, lust, anger, so all of these, they become so difficult to control. And then influenced by these, one may actually become aggressive and make offenses. And so we have Bali Maharaj, who was so wealthy, so powerful. Lord wanted to purify him, and the Lord humbled him by taking away all of his wealth, all of his control, all of his power. So Bali Maharaj in his prayers looks at Vamandev and says, Pumsam shlaghyatamam manye dandam arhattam arpitam yamna mata pita brata suhrdascha dishantihi. That my dear Lord, in history of creation, no father, mother, master, teacher, spiritual master or anybody else has punished their dependent the way you have punished me. You are the supreme personality of punishment. But your punishment is absolute. It is all good. And therefore, if someone gives me a reward without Krishna consciousness, and if I get the opportunity to have Krishna, but in the context of a punishment, so reward without Krishna and punishment with Krishna, which one do I prefer? Very difficult question. Because we may prefer reward with Krishna. But if this choice is given, those who make the choice of punishment with Krishna, they are in the Mahajan category. And so, Bali Maharaj says, even though you may punish me, but all I care for is I get the opportunity to remember you and serve you. And therefore, I know that what you are doing is for my benefit. Because you could detect that I am so greedy, I am so proud, and therefore you wanted to just humble me. Once a businessman came to me and he was saying that, I have so much of wealth. I have so much of wealth. It is like water in an ocean. But you know, ocean water is salty and therefore doesn't quench the thirst. But I see that Prabhu, Gaurang Prabhu, you are chanting Hare Krishna and you are having the sweetness by chanting. All of you devotees are actually experiencing the sweetness of Krishna consciousness. It is like water in a well which is sweet and deep, and I am aspiring for few drops of that water. Please give me a few drops of your well water. I said, please take few drops of our well water and you please give few drops of your ocean water. And he got so bewildered. Next 6 months I didn't see him. But it's a fact that we may think to conquer over our desires and anarthas is easy, but it's extremely difficult, extremely challenging. And so Krishna is saying that, well, I am there to give protection for every devotee right from within. And then all you have to do is take my shelter, and the process of anartha nivritti happens gradually. Hena prema sri chaitanya dilayatha tatha jagai madhai paryant anyeraka katha. And therefore Mahaprabhu has specifically given special concession by which the various offenses which would be considered normally in approaching Krishna, that is further neutralized by Mahaprabhu's grace. And therefore Mahaprabhu requested Rupa and Sanatan that you specifically study all the bhakti shastras, all the other shastras, and bring out how a person can practice bhakti and get Krishna prema, starting from the initial stages of struggle with his senses and with his anarthas. So Rupa Goswami actually entered Vrindavan in February of 1516, and the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu was actually published only in 1534. It took 18 years for Rupa Goswami to study and churn all these literatures and bring out how bhakti can be performed by someone struggling with the anarthas. And this whole series of Adau Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti Nishtha, the way in which we see it today is the result of 18 years of dedicated, absorbed study and realization of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And therefore, whatever bhakti we are able to practice today is mainly due to the grace and the blessings of so many acharyas and great devotees who have sacrificed so much to help the next generation of Vaishnavas practice bhakti and create better facilities for them to progress in bhakti to the next level. So therefore Krishna manifests his presence through the Vaishnavas in our lives, and thus we should always take shelter of this satsanga of Vaishnavas and see that yes, Krishna's direct protection is present in this sangha of devotees. Whether it is protecting me from ignorance, protecting me from anarthas, protecting me from mistakes, this Vaishnava sangha is the real ultimate hope for each one of us in the progress of bhakti. And therefore Rupa and Sanatan, they were responsible for recreating Vrindavan in the present, you know, dimension the way we see it today. So when Rupa and Sanatan left, Raghunath Das Goswami was right there in the 12 forests of Vrindavan, but he was experiencing such separation that he says, Shunyayate Mahagoshtam Girindro Ajagarayate Vyagra Tundayate Kundam Jivatu Rahitasyame. That Vrindavan is right there, the 12 forests are right there, and they are at the highest stage of ecstasy where they could experience Vrindavan directly. But he's saying, in the absence of the Vaishnavas like Rupa and Sanatan, Shunyayate Mahagoshtam, the 12 forests appear to be a dreary void, empty, without any kind of rasa. Girindro Ajagarayate, this Govardhan hill, which is huge, gigantic, worshipable, appears to be like a huge python. Vyagra Tundayate Kundam, the most worshipable, auspicious, pure Radha Kund, appears to be the gaping mouth of a tiger. Jivatu rahitasya me. Without the association of the Vaishnavas, it is extremely difficult to experience the grace of Krishna. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given us the greatest opportunity to be protected by giving this Vaishnava satsang through the ISKCON society. And here at Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish Mandir, ISKCON of Los Angeles, the devotees have performed so much of sacrifice, such dedicated service for so many decades, and thanks to the various contributions made by devotees at different points of time in history, the next generation of devotees get their benefit, and we should reciprocate by always remembering in prayerful gratitude those contributions. And when we actually have that consciousness protects us from forgetfulness of Krishna and making offenses towards the devotees. And so here we find that Uttara is praying to the Lord to be protected from the Brahmastra, and she is really desperately praying, and that opportunity to pray to Krishna is there by Srila Prabhupada's grace, where he has created wonderful temples, places of pilgrimage, installed deities where we can come and pray and express our dependence on the Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any comments? Anybody would like? Yes, Pancharatna Prabhu, welcome. Hare Bol.
Very nice to see you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your talk. Sometimes the mistakes that devotees make, first of all, they don't see it as a mistake. They just think it's their, you know, they have, it's their opinion that this is the right thing to do. And sometimes, on account of those actions, other devotees suffer. And sometimes one might look and say, well, this is the will of Krishna. Or that it's happening, you know, say some program, some project is coming up, and one devotee sees, oh, this is not right. But that devotee who's doing it says, no, this is exactly right. And then the thought is, well, if it's happening, it must be Krishna's will. The fact that it's going on, that must be Krishna's desire. But perhaps it's actually just the devotee's mistake. So how do we reconcile this type of view? Is everything that a devotee does Krishna's will? Or even if it's a mistake?
So when Krishna, for example, in the pastime of Sudama, people feel that, okay, Bali Maharaj pastime is Krishna takes away the wealth of Bali. But in Sudama pastime, Krishna is so merciful, he is making Sudama so wealthy. So it appears to be like two different contradictory pastimes or different approaches Krishna is taking. But Vishwanath Chakravarti writes that in the Sudama pastime, why Krishna gave Sudama so much wealth? Right? When Sudama is coming back towards his home, he's thinking, Shobhute Vishwabhavena Swa Sukhena Bivandita Jagama Swalayam Tata Pathim Anuvrajanandita. He's in great ecstasy, great joy, although Krishna has not given him anything. And it is not that at that moment Sudama knows that, oh, as per Bhagavatam pastime, I am going to get the wealth. No, he did not know. But what pleased him was Krishna offered him respectful love. And so when someone offers love with respect, that is most pleasing to the heart. And so he became fully satisfied. But when he came, he saw this, you know, beautiful palace and so much of wealth. So Chakravarti Pad writes that the reason Krishna gave Sudama so much wealth was that Sudama had one problem. He had become proud of his poverty. And Sudama started thinking, no one is poorer than me. I am so special. I am so poor. I am so poor that I don't need anybody. So he started, you know, thinking special or distinction based on poverty. So false pride can come in various mysterious flavors. So Krishna decided, okay, I will humble him. How? By making him a millionaire. Now, we can't come in front of Rukmini Dwarkadish and say, my dear Lord, please make me humble like Sudama. Because the Lord knows exactly what is required for us. So, first of all, the Lord kind of knows exactly what is required for our purification. Secondly, then, when the devotee makes mistake, then Krishna gives opportunities for the devotees to transform and reform through various ways. So, 6th canto Bhagavatam describes in the conversation between Yamadutas and Vishnudutas, Esha prakriti sangena purushasya viparyaya asit sa evana chirat isha sangat viliyate. Krishna gives opportunity for the devotee who has made mistake to reform in the presence of the holy name, through the Vaishnavas, through the Shastras, through opportunities for him to realize his mistake and change. Then, if that also doesn't work, so Lord, when he comes in the form of Mahaprabhu, when Kal Krishnadas went with Mahaprabhu to South India, so actually Mahaprabhu did not want to take anybody with him. Mahaprabhu wanted to go alone. But Nityanand Prabhu insisted that Tomar Dui Hastabadda Nama Ganane Jalapatar Bahirvasa Vahibe Kemane. You are going alone, you are constantly chanting with one hand, you know, with fingers you are counting, and with your other fingers you are counting how many rounds you have chanted. So both of your hands are busy, so you need someone to carry the pot with you. So he insisted and so sent Kal Krishnadas. So now Kal Krishnadas got, you know, trapped by the Bhattaharis. So he had gone to assist Mahaprabhu, serve Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu had to in turn go and serve him and save him from the attack of the Bhattaharis. When Mahaprabhu brought him back to Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu instructed the devotees that he cannot be with me anymore. This particular situation is not good. Considering the mistake which he has made, I would correct him by not giving him such a profile as being my servant. And Mahaprabhu just kind of told him that be on your own. So at that point the Vaishnavas came together and they thought, okay, Mahaprabhu has kind of rejected him from that particular service. But Mahaprabhu has not stopped us from engaging him in other service. And so Nityananda Jagadananda Mukunda Damodar Charijane Yuktikare Karilo Antar. So Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukund, Damodar, all four came together and started thinking that what would be the best service for Kal Krishnadas in this situation. And so they thought of one service where Kal Krishnadas could be carrying message from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, to Sachi Mata and to all the devotees there and be like a messenger. So he was engaged in service. He was allowed to continue in the service. At the same time, the particular mistake which he made, you know, Mahaprabhu recognized that this does not make him eligible for a similar service moving forward. So Mahaprabhu made the necessary changes, adjustments, along with his devotees supporting in that particular change. So, similar story we find with Chota Haridas and Mahaprabhu's strictness being demonstrated in that situation. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his life's teachings, demonstrate, like for example, Prataprudra Maharaj, he was very, very strict in giving him darshan and denying repeatedly. And Mahaprabhu then finally says, he has made one mistake, he is a king. And because he is a king, I cannot give him darshan again and again. I mean, in future, people would just take it very cheaply and take this as an opportunity to associate very closely with Vishayi. And therefore, you know, in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we find that he is taking the necessary actions when some mistakes are made. And definitely his example is not demonstrating that any mistake you make is okay. Although, even Jagai and Madhai, Mahaprabhu was willing to actually punish them. But because of Nityanand Prabhu's special intervention, so Mahaprabhu decided to deliver them. So therefore, yes, when mistakes are made, they need to be dealt with. But they need to be dealt with sensitivity and compassion, so that the tendency is purified, but the enthusiasm to continue the practice remains. Otherwise, if we do not deal properly, then practically the patient may just take discharge from the hospital permanently. So therefore, satsang is like a hospital and we are under treatment. Yes, some mistakes may be made, but we have to make sure that the enthusiasm continues to continue the treatment. So that's like the overarching principle. So those are just my thoughts. Yeah. Thank you. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Garantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Taigo Premanande.